Chapter 6. A Dog. After living in the large estate alone, Thomas longed for a pet. He had the help on site, his girlfriend and his friends, but often he found himself alone. He started to enjoy theater and would wander around the house reading it to himself. He was particularly fond of Hamlet. He even had a fake skull he'd carried around as he read the lines to himself. Thomas needed a companion. He needed a pet. After a few months considering what kind of pet to get, he decided to go to the pet store. Thomas had always enjoyed dogs, but never knew what kind of dog he would want in his house. After an hour wandering through the pet store, Thomas settled on a Doberman. The Doberman he picked was dark brown with black streaks, and she was named Mary. Thomas went and got an employee to help get the dog out and take her home. The employee, Jan, happily agreed. They walked over to the dog's cage. Jan turned white as a ghost. Thomas asked, "What's wrong? Everything all right?" Jan nodded. "Yeah, I'm fine. This pup just gives me a headache sometimes." Jan returned her hands along the fur of Mary. "Don't you, sweetie?" Mary licked Jane's hand. Thomas grabbed dog food, a dog bed, and some toys on his way up to the counter. Jan checked him out, and Thomas had a new pet. Thomas left the store with the dog. A dirty-looking man approached him. The man spoke harshly.
"Don't trust that dog. Something's wrong with her. I warn you."
Thomas responded, "Oh, okay." He didn't know how to respond. The dirty man quickly left after warning him. Thomas pet Mary and comforted her. "Crazy people out there, huh, Mary?" Thomas thought nothing more of the man's warning until later that evening. Mary brought a bone to him as he sat on the balcony. Thomas hadn't bought a bone. He was nervous and asked one of the maids about it. "Did you give my dog a bone?" This statement made the maid laugh. She said, "No, no. That's his sweet dog, though she probably found it out in the yard." Thomas shook his head. "Yeah, you're probably right. I'm just being paranoid." Thomas laughed at himself for being worried. He tossed the bone outside to his dog. The next evening, Thomas came home from work to see Mary lying on the patio. He went to pet Mary and saw the dog had a skull under her paw. Thomas stepped backward, nearly falling over. "Oh, no, no, wait, what? How is this? What?" One of the gardeners came over to him and helped him up. Thomas asked, Do you know where this came from?" He was really scared. The gardener started to laugh. The gardener pointed inside to a small bookshelf. "I think that's part of your Hamlet, buddy." Thomas saw his books had been knocked over and the skull was missing. Oh, Thomas took a deep breath of relief. He reached down and stroked Mary behind the ears. The gardener patted Thomas on the back. "Don't be so on edge, buddy." Thomas agreed and started to play with his new pet.